Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Your Enemy. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about The Purge 3 movie, and we're going to have the topic to be The Purge 3. Does this mean Donald Trump will win? If you have anything to add on to this, because it did say it's going to be the election day, and it comes out July 4th weekend. I want to see if y'all think there's going to be any relevance to this movie in connection with Trump being in an election, or if it's just another one that's crazy movie and that it's just all for entertainment. Even though, you know, if it happened three times now, they're showing multiple times of how we're going to be having people taken out, having a curfew one time out the year, making it legal to do all crimes. You kind of wonder with how things are going nowadays, it might actually possibly be true. So, if you want to call, okay, I don't know what's up with that, John, but I do see that Amos's Blog Talk is having some issues with Skype and host calling with connection. So, sorry for that. I lost what I was saying. Once again, tonight we're going to be talking about The Purge 3. Does this mean that Donald Trump will win? And we're talking about, is this possibly what's going to happen once he gets into office? More corruption, more chaos, and maybe the purge will actually really commence and we'll see how things will go. If you want to call in on this topic, the number is 657-383-0967. Once again, 657-383-0967. Press number 1 and I'll bring you into the queue. Also, if you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KnowYourEnemy. And we do this show just about every day except for Sunday. We do topics, we do music, we do interviews, and sometimes we might even do some prize giveaways. We just like having fun, being real relaxed, being straightforward, and let everybody know exactly what's on our mind. You know, we don't try to sugarcoat or try to make things sound better than what it is. We try to give it to you direct. So if you have any family members or any friends or any associates that you know want to check out a show that's more interesting and let you be who you want to be, you can check us out once again at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. You go to Blog Talk Radio, make your account. It only takes you about 30 seconds. Get your name. You can join us in the chat room. You can click on follow on the homepage, and I'll let you know whenever we have an upcoming show. For those people that want to be interviewed on the show, all you have to do is hit me up at my email, madlove79us@yahoo.com. And what I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, contact information, and your pictures. And why do I need that stuff? Make your professional flyer, ask you all the right questions. Most of all, try to help you get paid. And there's a one-time fee of $25. It's just basic because sometimes people, they feel like if they don't get charged anything, then they can come whenever they want to or don't show up or forget about the interview and try to reschedule. So, you know, you don't work for free and you don't make success for free. So we also have to do our part and get paid for doing our hard work and try to promote you the best way that we can. And now without further ado, I'm going to get on tonight's topic, Purge 3. Does this mean Donald Trump will win? All right, now, from what I've seen, it looks like it's going to get even better. It's time to talk about they going after the senator. So basically, she doesn't approve of the purge night. And she thinks, like, this is just, like, outlandish how far they've done gone and that it's actually demoralizing America. So a group of the people that are in office that approved of this and they have worked hard to make sure that their forefathers would have their legacy to go on for making sure this would happen. They make it more intense now. Remember how, like I said before, time is just supposed to be people out there fighting and doing all this stuff. It's like, nah, like in part two, when you remember all those people came out and it was like military form? Yeah, they're coming back now. And the guy that had tried to kill the person for taking out his son in part two, he's going to be the detail person for the senator. So now it's like supposed to be some plot out for her. And he's the only one that can save her, but it's like everybody's after them. I mean, like, it's intense. You're seeing helicopters. You're seeing shooting on the ground. You're seeing a van run into the person. It's like everything's just happening. So when I say this movie's going to be intense and off the chain and just crazy, it's going to have you from the beginning to the end. But now, going back to the basis of the election, because this is what really got me. It's like, it's an election day. What time are we in? How far is we from the election? And for you to pick around July 4th is kind of like crazy, right? I'm thinking, like, you're going to need you extra protection. You're going to have to be looking behind your back. I mean, who's going to really go to the movie theater? They already have fireworks. You always have cherry bombs and all that other stuff. You know, people be trying to play pranks and stuff. Now, you know, people ain't going to come up in there with masks on their face and machetes in their bags. Or, you know, people are carrying concealed weapons, and there ain't no cops that, like, really patrol your activities at a movie theater. So what do you think is going to happen on July 4th weekend when you already got bombs and grenades and all this other kind of stuff going on? But then you have the fact that people trying to do all these rallies and keep people from going to all these Trump events. And it's like, with this saying that, you know, the Purge 3 and Election Day and how craziness with how Donald Trump's campaign is, it wouldn't surprise me that if something like this would actually pop off. So once again, Purge 3, does this mean Donald Trump will win the election? Call in once again. The number is 657-383-0967 and press number 1, and I will bring you into the queue. And also, we have Miss Tiffany on the air. Let me bring her in. Hey, Tiff, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, I'm okay, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. So what do you think about tonight's topic, Purge 3? Does this mean Donald Trump will win the election?
I mean, yeah. Right now, anything possible, but to be honest, how everything going on the Democratic side is like a fair game for him to win. And the reason why I say that is because on that side, for the most part, you think of them Republican, you think of Donald Trump. Democrat is like split, Bernie Sanders, Hillary. So if people ain't all putting together or the majority saying they voting for one person, that shit going to be split. And at the end of the day, he going to get more votes, which I don't even understand why people voting, because the electoral votes from Congress is really what's going to put the person in. Like, I don't understand why we go out our way to vote when the electoral votes is what counts. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you do have a point with that, because, I mean, that has been discussed many a times. They say it's focused on, like, three main states. So once you, like, clinch them, then it's like you basically have it in the bag. But,
Yeah, we basically at a loss.
But let's just look at this as the full thing. You know, like, when you seen, like, George Bush, you know, some people was pissed, or you said, like, they lost votes, you know, potato, potato, kuma, matata. And then even when Mitt Romney was in office, I mean, people just bashed him because basically he was being brutally honest. But at least you could respect him because he was really being honest. But, you know, it wasn't all that hype. But now when Donald Trump got in the office, especially for somebody just doing the show talking about you're fired, you think, like, okay, he's comedy, he's just playing along. Like they said, they just helping Hillary's votes or whatever. But then when they start saying what he's really about and the borders and keeping people out and, you know, talking trash to people and letting his person hit the woman, you know, even some Republicans, they couldn't even respect him. But it's like the people that are hardcore and the people like with the KKK and the people that didn't want Obama in office, it's like, man, if you see all this stuff that's going on and the stuff that he approves of and talking about hitting somebody, you're kind of like, well, shoot, if he did get into office, how you all think he might not try this curfew thing? You know, he could just be sitting back and laughing and be like, oh, you didn't really think I was going to pull this off, and now I'm in office. So it's like, here I am now. And then you already know how the economy's going. It's like things are going up in inflation, and people are going more broke, and people are losing their homes. Because, like, I know even in my neighborhood, I see, like, four or five houses that people still want there. Houses are boarded up, or, you know, they fixing things up for new people to move in and, you know, trying to kick out whatever they feel isn't up to their standards. Because, like, even like I said last time, like in D.C. in certain areas, you know, you see more amigos or you see more Congress people and you'd be like, you never expect those people to be in those kind of neighborhoods. So, like, with this concept of, well, we already know the herd is between part one and part two. Like, basically, if you're rich, if you have a nice home, if you're in a prestigious job, or if you're a government agent, it's like you're covered. But now, if you're, like, the middle class, the lower class, or the people that are broke, it's like when the purge comes, you might get shot, you might get killed, you might have people taken away from you, you might be put on display for people to bid and use you for a game. So do you think it's a possibility that this might actually happen?
I'm not going to say no. Anything is possible. It could happen, but just in a different format because, you know, a lot of stuff that goes on now, they always saying that they trying to distract us. And when I say us, I'm also speaking about the minority. You know, everything that goes on now with such big political always or communities and stuff is in, they saying we're being distracted, even for us, like, not to change the subject to Bill Cosby stuff. They was like, oh, they was talking about it, then all of a sudden it stopped. Like, it's just crazy stuff. But all I'm saying, people, you need to get together. You know, and I had a debate about this because my thing is, even if it's just to say a small amount, and I'm going to do small numbers because some people can't, not good with counting. Just to say whoever out of 25,000, the majority out of 25,000 wins the presidency, right? Now, if it's split, Republican or Democrat, say out of the Republican camp, he got 12,500. That's half. But it's split. The other 12,500 is split between Bernie Sanders and Hillary. Who the hell do you think gonna win? And I ain't gonna lie, all before I was for Hillary. But to me, she was more aggressive when she was going against Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sorry, I like Bernie Sanders a little better. And there's nothing, I would love for a woman to be in office, you know, because she got that political stuff on her. Whereas, though, to me, Donald Trump don't. It ain't got nothing to do with him being a businessman, him being arrogant. You know, it is what it is, but to me, he's too impulsive. And to a certain extent, a president have a little say-so, but that's all he needs, you know. A lot of stuff they come up with, Congress can veto a bill at any time, but he's impulsive. So, if it's a purge, may God be with
us. You sound like you're about to say what they said about the forefathers on there. But we're going to a musical interlude and we'll be right back. Next up, we got Una Na Na Na. And this is by the East Side Boys.
Till you make it hot, I'm gonna make you sweat when you go. to the point, it got to the point he just wanted to euthanize anything that wasn't German. And come to find out his ass was a Jew.
But if you look at anything in the past, it's just like what you're saying. They always show you what's going to happen first, and they always tell you exactly what they do, but people take it like just being entertainment. Because look at 9/11. Look at the fact with the Will Smith movie, and look at 2012. They always set you up for what's going to happen to you, whether it's the environment,
they let you
money,
know.
Or
they just
slavery.
They put a test out there to see if we're going to react. And if we don't give the correct response, they feel like we're giving them the okay to keep going. And that's why Trump feels so validated in what he's doing, because he's not getting the respect. He's getting, well, I'm not going to say he's
getting
not,
respect because all the people are backing him up.
Yeah, he's not getting the response that he should be getting. He shouldn't get the response of silence. He should be getting reactions. And what pisses me off more than anything is when I see a black person or a Mexican up there clapping at one of his damn speeches. I want to go up there and knock the hell out of him. I said, he wouldn't even let you wipe his ass. So why the hell is you up there trying to shake his damn hand?
Well, that's the whole reason why they're doing it, because think about it. For the people that are left, you're probably going to be his plantation people. Because think about it. Do you really think with all their high prestigious people and their dropout daughters and sons, you really think they're going to have them working at McDonald's and shining their shoes and stuff like that? They're still going to have somebody that's going to work the restaurant industry, make their clothes, and work in the slave shops and keep the people in charge. So it's like basically you'll have some people that be dumb enough to be their cleanup person and do all the stuff, but once they had a thing back to being elite again, it's like you're right back on the plantation, but they just use a corporate name for it. And here's another thing. Think about this, right? I don't know if you've seen what had happened in Baltimore when they had revolted because of what the guy had did. Because when the guy was in the back of the truck and the cops didn't get him properly, so then everybody had went to a riot out there. Just picture now
Freddy
with
Gray.
This kind of stuff going on. Right. So now this picture with all this going on and how they've been trying to block voters from trying to go out there and go to these rallies for Trump. Then all those cops that you ever said you did the wrong thing, or all these people that was like George Zimmerman, all these times when they try to kick blacks out of restaurants, they're going to go into a whole different level where you can bring out the purge.
Sabotage. Because when I went to go vote at the primary, it was a tremendous amount of sabotage. Why was it that there were so many people who were not on the roster to vote, yet they were registered voters, but they didn't have them on the roster? That was quite sabotaging to me. And I'm in a primarily Hispanic neighborhood, so I already know what the deal was with that. But you know what? They still came, and they still got those votes in. They had to go and do the other type of ballot, but they still were able to do their ballot. But the thing of it was a way of trying to discourage them from voting, from letting the people know where they were. You know, you gotta pay attention. And then even in line, we were like, this sounds like real suspicious and a conspiracy that nobody was on the roster. Hell, I wasn't even on the roster. And I just moved into California like 2-3 years ago. So why am I not on the roster?
Right, right.
Wow.
So it was like, okay, I see what this is all about. But it's all good, though, because he didn't prevent like he thought he was. And I think the worst thing he could have did is he picked the majority of America to target. Because Hispanics make up more than half of the American population.
Well, like I told people before time, we might laugh at this for right now. We might even go along with the vote. And even if Trump was to make it, the main thing would happen is you can do that over here. But when we go into those foreign countries and you start trying to offend them and use them and talk trash and play jokes with them, they're not going to go for that kind of stuff. Because we already had, like, 9/11. We already had Pearl Harbor. We got the radio cell, man. And you got Russia. If all them United Nations come together and they come after us, you're going to see a big change.
Trump. They being real lenient with Trump. Because I know the time they would have made sure that motherfucker's head was on the chopping block somewhere. I don't know what's going on, what's their problem. But I know the time that he wouldn't have made it this far. I don't even know what's going through people's minds. It ain't that many KKK because they're too scared to come forward. Because they know what will happen.
I don't know about that. you know, KKK, they kind of on the undercover. It's like basically you dress up in uniforms. As you got to think about, like, New York, you got to think about the southern states where they still call you colored and black and nigger, and then you got to think about even look at what happened with Trayvon Martin. So you have people out here, they just use different names or they make themselves seem more proper or they only come out when the time is right.
Yeah. Don't even talk about South. That'll take me somewhere totally different. Like, I really, really believe that the South should be segregated. Let the white people have that bullshit.
But you got my brother, my blacks move down there because it's affordable, it's cheaper, you can have a better home. But then you got to think about it. There's still people
and
that had
to
stay alive.
And you got to worry about every night if your kids don't make it home, walking home from school, because they might say, oh, let's kill a nigga today. No, thank you.
Well, we definitely thank you for your input, and we hope that you tune in. And, you know, we look for more to your feedback throughout the show.
All right. Have a good
night,
y'all.
You too.
You too.
Once again, that was our caller from Cali. And now, Tiff, so with all that was said from our caller, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, she had a she made a good point of view, but like she said, if it go down like that, she know what she going to do. And I just feel as though people need to prepare. Like, don't always have the assumption that things going to work out the way you want, you know. Because this man is going to be, it's going to be crazy. They think Nixon was off the chain. They ain't saying nothing. You know, it's like a catch-22. You know, it's like a catch-22 because at the end of the day, our country was built on fucking, you can say what you want, but if you think about Andrew Carnegie and businessmen, you know, with all this technology and companies and stuff. But him being political? Nah. I just
I think it's a little bit deeper than that, though,
It is a lot deeper than that.
You have Genghis Khan, you have Hitler, you have Idi Amin, and then you have the fact that what they did with the Trail of Tears, and then you also have the fact that when everything's about to get at their worst point, they always do something to give you a warning. Like you said, you got to look at, like, the movies, you got to look at the videos, you got to look at the elections, you got to look at the stuff that you don't even pay attention to. It's just like one time they was talking about cell phones. When they talked about cell phones, they said how everything has a chip in it, and they even gave an example on TV that just from you having your IP and having your tracking numbers and also from having chips in your phone, a person could tell where you've been at, they could tell who your next-door neighbor is, they could tell where you're at in your locations, and then also they track you through other things. So the thing is like this. If we have all these things on us and then we have all this way for them to, like, keep tabs on us, like Social Security, and now they're about to come out with everybody having a chip in them. You know, the chip was actually already patented back in the day because people used to put in their animals and put in the kids, and they even talked about putting in the babies. So what happens once they start saying, if you don't have this chip in you, then you can't live in the country, and then you know they are going to be building the wall. But then also, if you don't meet up to their standards, then they're going to try to enslave you. So then it's a question of what do you have to do in order to survive, and then how far are you willing to sell yourself in order to stay in America?
That's, boy. I don't know. Just got to pray on it. That's all I can say. Make sure people get out.
You know what you need to do? People need to go back to the Marvis Garvey thought. I'm not saying you got to move out of the country, but if people actually come together, if you just forget about this whole election stuff because it's a bunch of BS, you know, nobody's really going for anything. It's just basically whoever has the biggest straw, that's who's going to be in the country, because really you don't rule the country, because it's not like you're a king or queen. It's not like you're England. It's just they just have a head figure to play the puppet. So what you really need to do is have one person to be like how Malcolm X used to be. Remember, you put up one finger, everybody moved, everybody listened, everybody was on one accord. You get your teachers, you get your leaders, you get the people that are positive business people and educators. y'all have your community, y'all keep people out, because it's just like with the elite people, it's like with the mafia people, and it's like the people that are racist. You don't ever see nobody come onto their property. You have a certain thing in a certain league in a certain way of conducting yourself. So if they won't let riffraff enough to destroy what they have, then why aren't people that really want to have a productive life, take care of their children, and live normal without any drama, let all this crime and let people dictate to them and playing them like puppets?
That's too much like right.
And that's why we had this thing with the purge. Like I said, at first everybody laughed about Trump. They thought it was all good. They say you're fired. It was good. But remember how people used to talk about who's ignorant about reading books and stuff like that? They even told you he failed every last business. So why somebody that is a person that jokes, a person that's racist, a person that has lost all his business, you know, we're already in, like, what, a trillion deficit. Why would you even consider putting somebody like that into office? But I'm definitely going to look forward to seeing Purge 3. But like I told everybody, from the way that it looks, and with the thing talking about election, and then you talking about 4th of July weekend, I'm sorry. I will be in that on bootleg. Forgive me for everybody that says on it. Of course, we don't support pirating, but I'm saying you can watch it on the internet because, you know, it always comes out like a week right after the movie comes out. First, it starts off in Russian, Spanish, or whatever you call it. You know, they always have it in some kind of foreign language, but I'll be watching online. I'm not going out somewhere where you done put on a mask, shout up everybody in the movie theater, and then you talking about long live the purge, and you had your civic duty. Because basically, you got no difference between entertainment and going out there and acting crazy, but, you know, sometimes they'll actually let you get off in court and be like, oh, well, the movie did inspire the person to do it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, we're at the end of the show. I hope everybody enjoyed what they heard. We'll have some more topics coming up this weekend. If anybody have a topic that they want to bring to the show, once again, hit me up at madlobe79us@yahoo.com. And for anybody that want to be interviewed, hit me up at that as well. If you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So if you can give them your information, then I'll give them mine, and then we'll close out the show.
Okay, hey people, this is your co-host, Tiffany. You can reach me on Facebook, TIFFINY Gladden. I will be in AC on June the 24th. I'm doing a meet and greet, so if you want to meet up there, have a couple drinks, that's cool. And then July the 29th in Baltimore, I'm having a fish fry game night. Tickets $20. We play spades, tunk, bingo, table, you name it. And it's unlimited drinks, unlimited food, you know, so hit me up. I'm on.
All right. And once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. And you can check me out on my Twitter at KnowMeKnowMeNot, KNOW, KnowMeKnowMeNot. Also, you can follow me in my poetry page, and that's Kiami Stimulating Poetry on Facebook, KEYAME.NIJI, Kiami 90. And also, for anybody that wants to check out the show, once again, you can check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. And next week, like I said, we're going to be having performers, we're going to be having pet peeves, we're going to have more topics, we're going to be doing movie reviews, and we're going to do whatever the audience has for a topic as well. Hope you have a blessed night, take care, and have a safe weekend.